Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you for listening to the Qalam podcast. My name is Abdul Nasser Jangda, and I'm excited to announce a new learning opportunity from the comfort of your home. Here at Qalam, we strive to create opportunities for people all around the world from all walks of life to learn about Islam. One amazing program that is a part of this mission is the Seerah Intensive, an in-depth study of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Seerah Intensive is a one-of-a-kind immersive learning experience for the entire family. You receive access to great teachers, develop lifelong friendships with students of knowledge from all around the world, benefit from countless invaluable lessons, and at the end of the day, walk away with a newfound love for the best human being to ever walk this earth, bidnillahi ta'ala. This year, the Seerah Intensive will be offered exclusively online. All recordings and class materials will be provided for lifetime access for you to continue and revisit at your own pace. We will also be offering Seerah Intensive online for kids. For more information, please visit QalamIntensives.com. We hope to see you this winter to learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with us. Thank you and enjoy the podcast.
Sheikh Muntasir Zaman, he is an instructor at the Qalam Seminary. He is primarily in charge of teaching the higher studies at the Qalam Seminary, a lot of which involve hadith studies and learning about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learning about the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, Sheikh Muntasir, what will you be focusing on today in today's discussion? What is our topic?
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al-anbiya wa al-mursaleen wa ba'd. The topic that I'd like to share with one and all today is the divinely inspired character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
I'm having flashbacks to our podcast that never got off the ground.
Never went anywhere else.
We're not supposed to talk about that. But I'm looking forward to it, inshallah. Barakallahu feek.
Inshallah. When we talk about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's so much that we can discuss. But I feel as we conceptualize the personality, as we conceptualize the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's absolutely important that I take a step back and understand where this character is coming from. I look at many individuals in my life as role models. I may look at my parents, elder siblings, community leaders, but ultimately they're ordinary human beings. When I look to the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I see something different. I see someone who doesn't act on his own accord, rather someone who is divinely inspired. In the opening verses of Surah An-Najm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he doesn't speak from his own desires. Rather, he speaks in a manner that is guided. In huwa illa wahyun yuha. It is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, inspired the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with. It is an inspiration from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you study the tafsir literature, it's fascinating. When Allah says, in huwa illa wahyun yuha, it is only a revelation that is revealed. Where does the dhamir, the referent, go back to? In huwa. So a number of mufassirun have mentioned that the huwa goes specifically back to the Quran. But scholars such as Abu Hayyan, Al-Alusi and others, they say no. In huwa doesn't only go back to the Quran, but it also applies to the general speech of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that everything that he says is informed by revelation, is informed by a divine source. Now, once we've understood that, we look at the character of the Messenger of Allah in a very different light. not just an ordinary human being, something that is guided by the divine. And when we understand that his speech is guided by the divine, there's no second thoughts. There's no second guessing ourselves about the veracity and truthfulness of what he says. The famous incident when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returns from the nightly journey, the night journey known as Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, the chieftains of Mecca, they began making a mockery out of this. They said, so the man that you claim to be a prophet is making a ridiculous claim, na'udhu billah. So they approach Abu Bakr, who was only known as Abu Bakr at the time. And they say to him, you know, this person you've invested so much confidence in, it's strange, do you know what he's claiming? And he responded, listen, whatever he's claiming, let me know, I'm going to believe it. They said, even if he claims to have gone to Jerusalem at night and he came back before the morning, would you accept that as well? He says, forget about going from Jerusalem and coming back to Mecca. We accept from him something that is greater than that. We accept the revelation from the heavens comes down to him. When we accept that, what does it matter if he can go to Jerusalem and come back? Oh, somebody could say, no, it's Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He's a very close friend of his. That's why he was known as a Siddiq. Well, there are other incidents as well. In the Sunan of Abi Dawood, we have an incident of a Sahabi whose name is Khuzaymah ibn Thabit. And I want to preface this with an incident that happened. When they were collecting the Quranic codices, the Masahif, Zayd radiallahu anhu was tasked with this duty of gathering the Quran in written form. He wanted to have the utmost reliability that if anybody comes and claims that these verses are from the Quran, I know it's from the Quran, but you better have two witnesses. They come to one verse of the Quran. Zayd ibn Thabit, he says, Subhanallah, I know this is a verse of the Quran and I want someone to verify it. Khuzaymah ibn Thabit al-Ansari, radiallahu anhu, he comes and he says, O Zayd, this is a verse from the Quran. And Zayd ibn Thabit didn't even wait for a second witness to come. Rather, he says, this is Khuzaymah, whose witness is equivalent to the witness of two people. Now, what does it mean that his witness is equivalent to the witness of two people? This brings us to the incident where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was purchasing a horse. And when he purchased a horse from a Bedouin, this Bedouin sold it to the Prophet ﷺ, but said, you know what, we're going to conclude the sale, or, you know, if you want, I'll hand over the horse at another time. At any rate, when it came time to hand over the horse, this Bedouin began rejecting it. He began refusing that there was ever any sale. Khuzaymah ibn Thabit, he hears this conversation, he interjects, and he says, I will bear witness that the Messenger of Allah bought this horse from you. Before proceeding, the Prophet ﷺ took Khuzaymah to the side and he says, do you know what you're doing? You weren't there when I bought this horse. Why are you so courageous to, you know, vet me, to bear testimony for me? He says, Ya Rasulullah, we accept that revelation comes from the heavens onto you and we don't ask for any testimony because of how truthful you are. Do you think a petty sale of a horse, you're going to lie about it? Rasulullah ﷺ says, Khuzaymah radiallahu anhu, his one testimony is equivalent to the testimony of two individuals. There's so much we can unpack here, but I just want to conclude on one point. And that is, when we study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're not studying the life of an ordinary human being, right? He's not an ordinary human being. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exemplified the most noble of character that was informed by revelation. Which means, let me put aside my own desires, my own wants, what my own yardstick of truth may be, because my sense of morality can be programmed by my society. But the morality that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with was divinely inspired. And that is where my true success lies. So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ, that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't speak from his own desires. He doesn't fabricate things. He has no need to do that, nor has he ever done it in the past. He was known as As-Sadiq al-Amin even before the revelation came to him. So when we think about why we should emulate his life, let's remember that we're emulating the life of someone whose life is guided by the light of revelation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire one and all to follow in the footsteps of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to make his life the compass that guides our life. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Sheikh Muntasir.